Hello, welcome to 5 Minutes with Pastor Otey. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. It's so great to be coming away again this morning. I believe you had a wonderful sleep, and today I want us to talk about something very wonderful in the Bible. You know, something very, very important in the Bible. And I'm talking about the communion, and I've titled it, In Remembrance of Me. In Remembrance of Me, you know. And I want us to start reading from 1 Corinthians chapter 11, and I'm reading from verse 23. In Christianity, or in the life of God that we have received, there's no ritual. There's nothing that Jesus left for us. Okay, nothing else. Jesus didn't say we should do any other thing apart from this particular thing that I'm going to mention. So Paul mentions this thing in 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23. And then he said, "For I have received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you." He says, "I received this from the Lord and also delivered it unto you. That the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you.' Then it says, 'This do in remembrance of me.'" So I've titled it, In Remembrance of Me. It says, "Do this in remembrance of me." And it says, "After the same manner also he took the cup when he had supped, saying, 'This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come." Hallelujah. You know, Paul was writing what actually took place in Matthew. In Matthew 26, verse 26, read Matthew 26, verse 26, the Bible says, "And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and break it and gave it to the disciples and said, 'Take, eat, this is my body.' And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying unto them, 'Drink ye all of it, for this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins.'" Hallelujah. Jesus said we should do this. So this is the only thing Jesus left for us, the communion, that we should partake of his body and partake of his blood. Okay? It says his body was broken for you and I. He says, "This the blood is the New Testament." He says, "For this is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins." Hallelujah. Because of the shedding of the blood of Jesus, man's sins are remitted or are forgiven. And then because of the breaking of Jesus' body, you and I are made whole. Hallelujah. His body was broken for me and you, so that we will be whole, we'll have a whole body. You see, so he says we should do this in remembrance of him. So as you partake of the communion, what should you be thinking about? Should you be thinking about, because, you know, Paul mentioned that for as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, he says, you do show the Lord's death till he come. You do show the Lord's death. What does it mean to show the Lord's death? Does it mean you should remember Jesus hanging on the cross? No, that's not what it means. I mean, what did the cross do for you and I? The cross is very important. You see, all of the prophets of old and all the people of old lived their lives with the cross in perspective. They lived their lives with the cross in perspective. They were all believing for the cross to come. They were all believing for that one who was promised in the Garden of Eden in Genesis chapter 3 by God, that the seed of the woman shall bruise the head of the serpent. They were all living for that to come. And that seed was Christ, you see. And those of us who have come after the cross also live with the cross in perspective from behind us, because we live looking at what he has done. If Jesus had not died, we wouldn't be alive. Jesus died so that we might have life, you see. So when he says, "Do this in remembrance of me," what he's saying is that you demonstrate the goodness, the beauty that comes out of the life of God, or comes out of the death of Christ. Because of Christ's death, you and I are made whole. Because of his stripes, the Bible says, "By his stripes you were healed." When you read the 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, it says, "By whose stripes you were healed." What stripes is talking about? The stripes was on his body. You see, so the communion or the Lord's table is for your healing. So when you take the bread and you drink the blood, you are actually remembering all the good things that come out of his death. Don't remember him and cry. That's not what he's saying. He's not saying take the communion in sadness. You see, remember him and cry. He's saying remember him for the good things that he has brought into your life. Because of him, you and I are alive today. I would say that for God so loved the world, that is why he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Because he gave his life, we have everlasting life. You see, now when you go to John chapter 6, let me read this to you quickly. John chapter 6, I'm reading from verse 51. Jesus is talking now. He says, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Have you seen it? Hallelujah. Says, "The one who takes his bread shall live forever, and the bread that I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." So he gives life for the world. You see, he gave his life so that you will be alive. Hallelujah. Now, in verse 53 of the same book, same chapter, John chapter 6, verse 53, says, "Then Jesus said unto them, 'Verily, verily, I say unto you, except ye eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Whosoever eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood has eternal life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my flesh is meat indeed, and my blood is drink indeed. He that eateth my flesh and drinketh my blood dwelleth in me, and I in him. As a living Father has sent me, and I live by the Father, so he that eateth me, even he shall live by me. So the more you partake of the communion, or partake of the bread and the blood, the more the life of God which you have received in you, because he is the bread you have received. You see, you've received him already as your Lord and personal Savior. But the more you partake of the bread and partake of the blood, what you are doing is that you are allowing the life of God in you to be refreshed some more. You are remembering his death. What came out of his death? His death brought the life of God to you and I. His death brought the goodness of God to you and I. His death brought the greatness of God to you and I. His death brought the grace of God to you and I. That is what you have to remember him for. Remember him for his life and for his death. Show forth his death today by partaking in the communion. And you can do it as often as you want to. You don't need to go into church to do it. I'll explain all that tomorrow to you. In Jesus' name. I love you very much. I'll see you again tomorrow. God bless you. Bye-bye.